Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you.
Thank you for tuning in to Pastor Zaid CDC. This is yours truly, Pastor C, in the studio in Forestville, Maryland. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Friday. We're glad to be on the air one more time, and we just give God all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor that He so richly deserves. Prayerfully, everyone had a great week. We thank God that we were able to be able to make it to Friday. I know it's been a long week, tough week for a lot of folks, and just glad we could make it through. We want to get right into our broadcast tonight, and what we wanted to talk about was some things concerning helping others and under the category of random acts of kindness, and those are things that I grew up with experiencing from people in my community and in my neighborhood, where people just did random acts of kindness, where they went about just looking for ways to help out in their communities. And it was something that as a child I just thought, you know, people just did, and it was something that really enhanced my life as a child growing up, where people in your community, you know, whatever it was, it wasn't any type of long effort or drawn out effort. It was just they did it. It was just like it was an everyday thing that people did certain things in the community. And, you know, now that I'm older, I see they were just random acts of kindness that people just took about and did for themselves. And it was a great teaching thing for me to look at how they went about doing it. It was just amazing to see them do it. With no fanfare, no type of, you know, this is a burden, this is a problem. It's just something they did because they wanted to do it, and they wanted to be a blessing to folks in their community. It was really, really amazing to see how they did it. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience for me. And now, you know, as I'm older, I want to, you know, share that with others, and also want to be someone who does random acts of kindness myself. It's something that people really need to think about doing. And when you say random acts of kindness, it means it's just no one fix all. In other words, it's not one all fixed thing, but it's like random things that we can do that will help people in our community. So one person might have one thing that they specialize in, and another person might have something that they specialize in, and that's the way we should be operating. Is whatever you do and you do well is what we should be, is how we should be operating. And you know, it's amazing of how many resources that are available in our community that you know, people have, and a lot of times they go untapped. And if we got the mindset or the idea in our minds that, you know, I'll do a random act of kindness, something that I can do, then if more people had that mindset of doing that, you know, particularly on a regular basis, maybe like once a week, that, hey, I can do a certain thing, and then, you know, I'm just going to randomly, you know, do it to assist, to help, to aid, or whatever it is, to help, you know, in my community, to make my community better for the wellness of my community, then, you know, that's what I'm going to do. And believe me, it doesn't take a whole lot of time. It takes a little bit of effort, but if more people got into it, then it would have the greater effect by a whole community participating in random acts of kindness. So that's what we're talking about tonight. And if you want to be a part of this conversation, we invite you to call in at 347-324-5569. It's 347-324-5569. If you want to talk to us through social media, you can get us on Twitter at PACDC316. And also at Pastors Aid, it's PASTORSAID, and we'll be glad to communicate with you in that manner. And you know, when we're talking about, you know, random acts of kindness, you know, a lot of times, you know, people say, "What can I do? What, you know, I'm not good at anything. I don't have time to do anything." But it's a thing where if you do it one time, it's something that you know, will begin to get contagious, and just watch, you know, certain people, what they might do. And, you know, it doesn't have to be anything that's really something where, okay, this time of day, I got to take this out, you know, this hour, 2 hours a day, or I got to go here, I got to go there. You can do it where you are. You can do random acts of kindness where you are, where you work. One of the things that I know I try to practice doing, it's just by when we're catching the elevator, making sure that if I'm at the elevator with someone else, a random, you know, act of kindness is to allow whoever it is to go before me, to hold the door for them, to allow them to get on the elevator before me. And if they are getting off at the same floor with me, just allowing them to get off at the same floor. Just a simple, you know, random act of kindness. Someone, you know, if we're driving, you know, in a parking lot, or you know, someone's trying to come out, you know, from a parking lot on the street, is, you know, just yield that 1 second for that person to get out on the main strip. Just a random act of kindness. It's not anything that you know is going to take more than a couple seconds. Nothing that's going to you know, put me any further behind in time, but it's something where another human being is expressing to another human being an act of kindness, an act of courtesy, an act of genuine, you know, care for that person, putting that person's needs above your need at that particular time. And, you know, just practicing those type of random acts, you know, in the grocery store line or somewhere. You know, you come in and you know you have, you know, 20 items, that person has one item, you know, letting that person go, you know, in front of you. And those are the things that build, you know, community, build relationships with people where people have random acts of kindness done to them. And, you know, they look and they appreciate it. And what it does is it builds a sense of confidence in your fellow man, your fellow neighbor, your fellow community person by just demonstrating those things. It's just something that it really, you know, is appreciated. I know I appreciate it when people do to me, you know, and they do it to me. And it's like, you know, it's something that they don't have to do, but it's just a random act. It's just a random act. Well, someone, you know, if you're at your grocer and someone, you know, you're looking for a card or something, someone brings you a card and, you know, they you know, just give you a card, save you a couple steps, you know, just a random act, you know, just, you know, something that someone's doing to help you, to assist you, or someone see you loading up your truck and, you know, you need a hand putting, you know, a bag of mulch or you know, whatever in your truck or your vehicle, and they just come by and they see you struggling a little bit, and they hold the cart while you steady the cart and you put it in, or they give you a hand putting it in. Those things go a long way in our community, and people do it all the time. But I believe that if we focus in on making it something that we do, and teaching it to our young people, that it will go a long way in the wellness of our community. Seems like sometimes the young people are a little more selfish, self-centered today, and it's always refreshing to see a young person go out of their way to do something, you know, that they don't have to do for another person, particularly maybe for an older person or elderly person. I know riding public transportation from time to time on the metro, sometimes folks just they won't get out of the way, they won't let people off, you know, barely get on and off the train or the bus. And you know, it would used to be a thing of pride for a young man to see an older person in need of something on a public transportation, particularly a seat or something, and just to get up and say, "Ma'am or sir, you can have my seat. I'll stand." And you know, it's just something, you know, that really is. Sometimes you think it's not there anymore, but from time to time you'll see a young person do it, and you say, "There's still hope." You know, there's still hope, and you know, you can really feel good that, you know, all hope is not lost, because, you know, that type of interaction, you know, with humans still exists, and it's good, it's refreshing to see it, to see people, you know, that really are willing to say, "Hey, you know, I can stand. You know, I'm a little older. I might be a little older. I'm a little younger. I might have a little better health, and you know, I can stand. I'm only going two stops, or you know, I just got on the train, and you know, I know, you know, there'll be more seats available. You know, three stops down, and I can, you know, I can ride it out or tough it out, or you know, to see a mother struggle a little bit with, you know, a stroller, or, you know, struggle a little bit with the kids, and, you know, just hold the door for them, or you know, just make sure they have a seat where they can sit together. You know, sometimes, you know, we're going some places and, you know, a couple families and the mother wants to sit. You know, they don't say anything, but the mother is standing and the kids are sitting somewhere, and if I can just get up and allow them to sit together, you know, then that makes it easier on the mom and the dad to be able to, you know, be with their family. And, you know, those are the type of things that like I said, are random acts of kindness. You don't have to say a lot. You're not looking for a pat on the back. You're not looking for any accolades or any recognition. You just know that, hey, this is, you know, it's the right thing to do. And when you begin to start doing those things on a regular basis, you'll begin to start making the atmosphere and the community around you a lot better. And it becomes contagious. You start seeing it more and more around you. And, you know, if you're in an office building, if you're on public transportation, and, you know, people begin to start recognizing you and you'll recognize them, and it'll begin to start building a sense of community in your environment. And it's because that you chose to do, you know, random acts of kindness, to show yourself friendly, to be in a position where you're, you know, considering others' needs more than yours. A lot of times, you know, my son, during the snowy season in the metropolitan area, he'll go out and, you know, he'll just, you know, help out with people in the neighborhood as far as snow removal, things like that. And it's just something that we do, you know, go to my parents' house over where they live, and we just help the people out. And, you know, they're older community, and just help out, you know, because it's very taxing for them. And, you know, just kind of go over and help them out. And, you know, we have all wheel drive vehicle, get over there, we take out our snow equipment, and we just, you know, make a afternoon or a morning of it just to make sure all of them are okay. And it's, you know, it's just something that we do, and, you know, it's just giving back to, you know, all the things that they gave, you know, to me, you know, and now me and my son, you know, my father and my mother's grandson are over there giving back, you know, to them, and they're reaping, you know, what they have sowed into us, and it's the way it should be. It's the way, you know, the progression of things should go. And it's true, you reap most of the time, not most of the time, that's what the Bible says, you reap what you sow. And if you're sowing, you know, random acts of kindness, you know, somewhere along the line, you'll be able to reap them back, and you'll be able to appreciate them like someone else appreciated you giving them out. And it's critical to our environments, and critical to our growings, and critical to our you know, businesses, our work, is critical to our just existence, to be able to get along with each other like that. And you know, you find people, some people that, you know, they're off the chain, and, you know, they're not being considered, they're being inconsiderate. But the thing is to have the majority to, you know, respond in positive ways, and ways that are going to be beneficial. We can overcome those, you know, instances where people are not being kind toward each other, or not being, you know, responsible toward each other. And, you know, they flash up, and you can see them a mile away. And, you know, you just kind of, you know, continue to set the example, and hopefully they'll catch on. And if not, you know, hopefully they'll move on, and we'll be out of, you know, their environment quickly, and they'll be out of our environment. But those are the things that I think we should begin to start practicing more. Look out, you know, in your daily, you know, your daily journey, you know, from the time you get up, from the time you come back to your house and go back to bed. Just look for those opportunities. Look forward to saying good morning to someone, you know. Sometimes people will walk by each other, and, you know, you work in the same place or in close proximity to the same place. You won't even say good morning. Just walk. You know, just look for an opportunity and say good morning or hello, you know, just in a conversation to let someone know that, you know, you're speaking to them. Just acknowledge them, and that, you know, it's not a thing of we don't have to have any deep conversation, but it's just a common thing to say good morning. It's just a common thing to say, you know, hello. And, you know, it doesn't cost you anything. My dear mother-in-law, or my mother-in-law, she would say even a dog will wag his tail, which is true. It's like, you know, he won't speak, but if you walk by and you're showing yourself, you know, approaching in a friendly manner, he'll wag, or she'll wag that tail, you know, just to know that, you know, they are being friendly. And I think sometimes we need to wag our human tail of acts of random acts of kindness, to let people know that, you know, we're not We're not these rough, stuffy, standoffish, insensitive people. But you know, we're people that you know don't mind being around other people and interacting with other people, and you know that's a good thing. It's a good thing, and you know, we should try to enhance that and encourage that. But that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about random acts of kindness. If you want to be a part of this conversation tonight, we invite you to call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
Conversation tonight, we invite you to dial in 347-324-5569. It's 347-324-5569, and we'll be glad to get you on and hear about maybe some of the random acts of kindness that you do throughout your day and throughout your week. And you know, again, we were talking about how these things are something that you incorporate into your daily life. It's not something that, you know, you say, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. But it becomes a part of you that you exhibit throughout your day, you know, random acts of kindness, whether it's in talking to your husband or your wife or your kids in the morning, or when you're going out to catch the bus or the metro, rail or train, or, you know, driving, you know, If you go out with the attitude of, you know, this is going to be a part of me, of doing random acts of kindness, you know, during my journey to work or during my time, you know, in my work environment, in my workplace, and, you know, all day long, to just be able to demonstrate that, it becomes contagious and people, you know, begin to, you know, experience wellness just from their encounter with you. And, you know, a lot of times people have bad encounters with people because people just, you know, are self-centered and insensitive and stuffy and standoffish and, you know, all of that, of the above and more. And, you know, it doesn't take a lot to you know, not be that way. And then sometimes people are just, you know, if you're not like them, or if you don't, you know, run in the same circles with them, or you don't drive the same car, you don't have the same neighborhood, or you know, if you don't make the same, you know, scale or money, then, you know, we can't, you know, have random acts of kindness toward your people or your type. But, you know, it's really refreshing when you see people from all, you know, socioeconomic, you know, backgrounds. Just be kind. And it doesn't cost you anything to be kind. It doesn't cost you. You don't have to lose your status. You don't have to lose, you know, where you live or where you come from. You don't have to lose that. As a matter of fact, it enhances your overall personality. It enhances your overall, you know, demeanor toward people, and it puts you in a better light with people. And you know, that's what, again, builds our communities, builds our human-to-human relationships when we can, you know, get over those things and say, hey, you know, whether I came from, you know, uptown, downtown, across the track, behind the track, a good morning is a good morning. it's just like that. And, you know, I laughed. You know, we went to the last football game, the national football game between the Washington Redskins and the Dallas Cowboys. I believe it was December, and we went to the last game, and it was determined the championship of the NFC East. And my son and I went, and you know, you in that environment, you have people of every background, and you know, and people are just walking, and you know, you have over 80,000 people in that environment, and you know, you have different levels of you know, on different concourses, and you know, but in general, everybody is blending together in the stadium, and you know, for the most part, people get along well. You know, you get up, let people by, people go to this, go to that, for this. But then you have a sprinkling of people just hey, it's me, I'm gonna do me, it's gonna be my way, and the majority of the people that you know have this idea of, you know, my responsibility to my fellow man is to, you know, treat them decent. And you know, they just kind of look at the ones that are just, you know, out of control. And you look at them and everybody has the same pretty much expression, like, yeah, you know, there goes, you know, one of the out of control ones, you know, and we don't know if it's, you know, alcohol induced or whatever induced, but you know, they just kind of, you know, tolerate them. And if it gets to a point where it can't be tolerated, then the authorities come and they, you know, they take them out of an environment where people are trying to enjoy the game. And you know, it was just a thing. And everybody was like orderly going to the metro, orderly going to the, you know, getting there, getting in their parking. And, you know, it's a thing where people can get along, people can do the right thing. And, you know, it makes for that environment to go well. And, you know, whether you are a Redskins fan or a Cowboy fan, you know, there was a little jeering going back and forth, just a little, you know, poking of fun. Some were more serious than others. And, you know, just that back and forth of that whole, you know, stadium experience was, you know, just to be out with your family and to enjoy it. And, you know, just to interact with, you know, just random people you don't even know. You're sitting next to or in your section or you're walking on the concourse or in the parking lot or on the metro train or on the bus. And, you know, that's who we are. That's what we do. We don't live by ourselves. We live in a world that has people, and the majority of the people are not like us. They're different. But if we learn to get along, if we learn to, you know, have random acts of kindness toward each other, you know, it could be a better environment. And, you know, I think, you know, as a country, we've come far, but, you know, we still have to continue to push and continue to strive to get better. And, you know, it just comes with that everyday making up in your mind that this is what we're going to do, and, you know, making it happen and becoming contagious with that type of attitude, with that type of response and reaction. And, you know, and everybody's not going to be open to it, but, you know, that's not to say that we shouldn't do it. You know, you can break down some of the stony-hearted folks with love and kindness. It's amazing what it does, and it's very, very effective. And, you know, sometimes people just fail to realize how, you know, standoffish they are or stuffy they are. And then when, you know, people begin to reach out to them, to love them, to smile at them, to, You know, I mean, you don't even have to smile. You just say good morning, you know, and acknowledge them. You know, some of the guys, you know, they just kind of lift their head with a what's up or, hey, you know, all right, something like that, you know. it's just, that's a guy thing. And you know, you don't even have to get into a whole lot of conversation. You just say, you know, oh, thank you, appreciate it, you know, all right, or something like that, you know. And, you know, that's just the thing of you know, just a random act of interacting, kind of. And it goes a long way. It goes a long way. And, you know, everybody knows everybody's got stressful lives and, you know, you're stressed going to work, you got stress going, you know, we talked about that last week, you know, stress, you know, getting on the bus or the train or in traffic, but you'll be surprised just that one random act of kindness will help alleviate some of that stress in somebody's life and in your life. And sometimes you just need it, you're like, oh, thank God. And you thank God for someone just giving you, you know, giving you a break or giving you an act of kindness, and you just, oh, thank God for that person. Oh, wow, you know, that's what I needed. And, yeah, hey, that was the break I needed, or that was the encouragement or the pick-me-up that I needed, and that person didn't have to do it, but they did. And, you know, it was just great, you know, this past summer. My wife and I, we were I don't know where we were, over at a Macy's store or something in Annapolis, Maryland. Wife's looking at some kind of, I guess it was a wallet or something, and a lady just came up to her and said, hey, you need a coupon? I got a coupon for the whole month, and you can use this and get such and such off, and, you know, give me the coupon back, and you know, I'll bless you. And sure enough, I don't even know where the lady came from. Like, she just came from out of the blue, and I don't know. Gave my wife the coupon, the cash register. The lady, she said, yeah, you can get it. And they got these online. Look this one up. You can get it on your smartphone. And, you know, they were, it's almost like they had it down to a science how they did it. I'm not a very heavy shopper. I guess you all can tell, but, you know, when I go with my wife, you know, I just kind of observe how her, my daughter, and my son, how they, you know, work the malls and stuff. But just random act of kindness. Hey, here's a coupon. You know, we were sitting in a restaurant, you know, in the wintertime, and someone just came up and gave us a coupon for, you know, $15 or something off at the restaurant. It's like, you know, just random, just out of the blue, here you go. And it's those type of things where it makes your day say, hey, you know, this person just came up to me and gave me $15, you know. Or, you know, someone tells you about, you know, this or that, and it makes your day. It helps take some of the stress, some of the edge off of those days when you're having one of those days, or if your day's like that every day. You know, random acts of kindness that are given to you are so sweet. You know, just at the right time you need it, and you're like, oh yes, this is what I needed, and it's a great thing. And I just thank, you know, God for the ability to give out those type of things, but also to receive them. And you're like, man, this is really great. This is really great. I wasn't expecting it. But, you know, it made my day. I wasn't looking for it, but, you know, it came my way, and it was right on time, and it was something that for a moment in my life that improved my life and enhanced my life by someone just taking, you know, a random act. And that's, you know, the way we should be. That's the way we should be operating. And, you know, try it out. It's contagious. Try it out. And as you try it out, you know, you'll be surprised at how many of those you'll start getting back. But that's what we're talking about tonight. We're going to talk a little bit more about some other subjects as far as random acts of kindness. But we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back. If you want to be a part of the conversation, we invite you to call in 347-324-5569. It's 347-324-5569. We'll be right back.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you. Have you ever loved somebody the way that He loves somebody? somebody? Have you ever loved somebody the way you love somebody, somebody like you? Yeah. Somebody like you. Yeah. Oh. Have you ever loved somebody the way you love somebody? Have you ever loved somebody the way you love somebody? Have you ever loved somebody the way you love somebody, somebody like you? Yeah, yeah. Somebody like you.
Tonight, and just trying to, you know, jog people's memory of what it is. I know when I was growing up, I saw people in my old neighborhood do it all the time, and it was something that really didn't understand it. But now I'm a little older, I appreciate it, and try to demonstrate that wherever I am to begin to do that. To help improve, you know, my environment and, you know, the wellness of my community. One of the, things that we're going to be doing this weekend is going to be going to a Brotherhood Summit in Bowie, Maryland, in Bowie State College, and dealing with young teenagers from the age of 13 to 18. And to begin to start identifying mentoring programs and mentors for them. And they're going to have some excellent speakers. One of the speakers is renowned television judge, Judge Greg Mathis, and also one of our local TV anchors, Leon Harris, Channel 7, ABC Channel 7. In the metropolitan area. Also from the former Philadelphia Eagle, Brian Westbrook will be one of the keynote speakers. And looking forward to that on tomorrow. It's going to be from 8 to 4 at Bowie State College, dealing with finding mentoring programs for children, age 13, young men 13 to 18, and just, you know, trying to get a group of people together that is going to make a difference through random acts of kindness of offering their time and offering their wisdom, offering their skills and gifts to help this age group of people, 13 to 18, to, you know, matriculate, to make their way into adulthood. And, you know, it takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of time, takes a lot of different gifts, different talents, different skills to pour into these young folk to get them to the point where they can become productive citizens in our community. And that should be the goal through, you know, any program is to help people, to help each other, whether it's boys, whether it's girls. 13 to 18 is a critical age when they're going from you know, being adolescent to being a teen, and then maturing into an adult, but not just an adult in age, but a mature adult that can you know, live in an environment, live in a society and be a productive member of that society is a challenge, but it takes the effort of people who already have matured, who already have done a lot of the things in these areas to be able to pour back into the lives of these young men and young women so that they can continue to grow and continue to make their way into being, you know, productive adults. Looks like we got Rev B on the line. Let me see if I can get him on the line. Is that you, Rev B?
Yes, sir. How are you, Pastor C? Happy Friday to you, brother.
Happy Friday. I'm doing well, doing well. We were
very good.
Talking about random acts of kindness tonight, and I was just sharing with our audience that our listeners that on tomorrow we're going to be out at Bowie State College where they're having a brotherhood mentoring summit, and they're going to have Judge Greg Mathis and the anchor Leon Harris from Channel 7 News, as well as former Philadelphia Eagle running back Brian Westbrook are going to be keynote speakers. And it's for young men aged 13 to 18. And we were just sharing that, you know, we have to, you know, play whatever part we play as far as, you know, giving back to them. And I call it random acts of kindness of just, you know, whatever we have to offer to pour into their lives to help them to get to an age of maturity where they can survive and be productive citizens of their community.
Yeah, we actually we had the flyer in our programs on Sunday, and I was, you know, looking over it and just, you know, just saying how good of a, you know, program this would be to really, you know, help out, you know, especially our young African American brothers who really, you know, struggle with, you know, self esteem. They struggle with, you know, just having a sense of direction, and you know, they need guidance. You know, a lot of them don't have positive role models in their life. You know, some of them don't really come from good foundations. They're not involved in any type of community, you know, outreaches or whatever, no peer mentoring or anything like that, or tutoring or whatever. So, you know, whenever, you know, we who have been able to kind of say make it through,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. we should always be willing to give back, you know, as much as possible. I mean, you know, we could, you know, easily have been, you know, that young 16, 17-year-old kid
right.
that's just
right.
has fallen through the cracks or just really doesn't just have any direction, you know, or guidance to, you know, if you say, hey, this is what I'm doing, this is where I'm headed, this is where I see myself in 3 years or 5 years. So, you know, we really, really need to reach out, you know, to a lot of African American young men because they really, really need it. I mean, it's just, you know, they're the low man on a totem pole. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have the worst reputation, and you know, the least is expected of them. So, you know, people's perception of them is not a good one. So they feel like, well, why do I need to do anything? People just wanna, you know, look at me this way because of who I am, and you know, just you know, what the tendency are because of, you know, what others have done in the past. But
mm-hmm.
you know, we really just reach out and mentor, you know, a lot of these young men. I mean, they really, really need it. You know, they're just kind of living in the moment, you know, not really preparing for, you know, what life has, you know, passed for them, you know, when they're 21 or 18 or 25. You know, even when they do get to those ages, you know, they still need mentoring. They still need guidance.
Right.
Because even at 25, you know, they're still not, you know, they're still struggling and still
mm-hmm.
trying to find themselves and, you know, still trying to, you know, establish themselves as young men in society. So it's an ongoing thing. And whenever, you know, we're able to, you know, pass on sound advice or, you know,
right.
some of our experiences and wisdom and, you know, all of these different things, you know, we really need to do that. So, you know, it's a good thing, you know, that they have programs and, you know, they can see young brothers who have gone through the ranks of hard work and have become successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not every successful black man is just a rapper or entertainer. There's other facets that, you know, symbolize success. You know, being a father to your children, that's success. You know, being a husband to your wife, that's success. Going to church every Sunday and not being ashamed to praise God. Those are all successes.
Right.
Know, not about, you know, necessarily money all the time, because we always equate success with money. But
mm-hmm.
it's more to life than, you know, being just having money and being able to obtain, you know, worldly things. So, you know, I know a couple of gentlemen from my church are going on
mm-hmm.
tomorrow, so I hope they really, you know, pay attention to what's going on, get some good sound advice, hopefully spark something mental.
Right.
I don't want to say, you know what, I'm tired of being a knucklehead. Let
right.
me pull my pants up, get some act
oh,
right,
my oh,
like
my
I'm somebody, you know. So, you know, but it's definitely good, you know, like you say, Pastor C, there's so many things. I mean, you know, I, like, you know, just thinking about what Minister Baylor does with the Crash Ministry and just
right.
trying to get
right.
those young men involved in different things. And like you said, it doesn't always have to be on the big scale. It
right,
could be
right.
something you do within your church or within your community, you know, as long as you're trying to help somebody with just those random acts of kindness, just
right.
so you know, I'm not trying to do it for no fame or no glory
right.
in my name.
Right.
I'm just doing it because, you know what, somebody helped me, so I'm just reciprocating what
mm-hmm.
was done for me and passing on to somebody else.
Yeah, that whole sense of you know, I belong in the community and I have something to offer in the community. I think that has to be built into these young men, you know, from 13 to 18. If someone says, can say, hey, I belong in this community and I have something to contribute to that community, in this community, it does something for them. It makes a change in their whole makeup and their whole outlook on life is, hey, I belong and I can contribute. And when that makes, you know, a resonant and resounds in them, you see they change. You change. I can remember when it happened in my life. I'm sure you remember when it happened to your life to say, I do belong here. And I mm-hmm. can make a difference. I can make a positive difference. And, you know, that gives me a sense of being a man, of being someone that's valued and valuable in my community. And it heightens me, it lifts me, which in turn heightens and lifts my community. And, you know, I can participate in being a person that, you know, on a daily basis practice giving random acts of kindness instead of random acts of violence. Lord have mercy, I'm not going to preach tonight. But I'm going to let you do that. But if you can get to the point where you see someone by pouring into their lives, by doing random acts of kindness toward them on a regular basis every day, and that's what you have to do, it has to be an everyday thing, you can see them take off. You can see them take off.
Yeah, and that's so very true. And, you know, as you were talking, I was just thinking about, you know, the parable of the sower and the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what he was doing was random acts of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody didn't accept it because it says some of his seeds fell on fertile ground and some of them
right.
didn't. But he took the opportunity to try to bless everybody, regardless
mm-hmm.
if they were receptive of what was, you know, being given to them. And that's the way we need to look at it. You know, whether if they don't accept it, if they do accept it, it's okay because I'm doing it to help somebody. You
right.
know, and that's kind of how we have to look at it. You know, we got to look at it like, you know what, we want to touch as many lives as we can. You know, we want to try to bless and make a difference in as many people's lives as we can. Now, ultimately, everybody's not going to be receptive of what we're doing.
That's right.
But
that's
we
right.
understand that's life. That's life. That's just the way life is. You know, some people get it. Some people don't. Some people see the vision. Some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, we just have to just keep doing what we're doing, just keep planting, you know, those seeds of kindness into the hearts of as many people as we can, you know? One day we may not get as many as we get the next day, but it's okay because we keep trying. And every day, you know, that we have, we want to try to invest and make a difference in the life of somebody. You know, just do it because God has blessed you to do it. You know, I don't want nothing. I don't need nothing. I'm
right,
doing
right.
it, you know, because God has been good to me and he's allowed me to bless others. And that's the way, you know, that's the way it should be at the end of the day, that our service to others should be acts of kindness, you know, random acts of kindness that
yeah.
it shouldn't be planned. It shouldn't be thought about. It's just like, you know what, I'm just going to do it. I don't know
this
how
what
I'm going
to do
it. I'm going to do it. You know, I'm going to bless somebody today. I'm going to help somebody today. You know, whatever it is. That's what you do. You just want to just help somebody. Make, you know, just make the difference in one person's life every day. That's what I say. If I can make a difference in one person's life every day, then, you know, I feel like, you know what, I've made the world a better place.
Right. Absolutely. And I think that's what our communities are missing sometimes. And, you know, earlier in the broadcast, I was telling them about, you know, just the neighborhood that I grew up and how, you know, that was just a part of the people that I grew up with. They just did it. It was random acts of kindness. If Miss So-and-so's grandmother was ill, you know, people went down there and, you know, they did what they did for Miss So-and-so's grandmother. Or you know, this child was lacking in something, they did something for that child. It was just a thing of it wasn't, like you said, it wasn't a thing that you planned or you had to do. It was just something that you did. It was like,
right.
you know, this was a part of me. This was a part
right.
of the
yeah. community. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, it was just something that was just instilled within you as a child that you knew that, you know, this is what you're supposed to do. This is the right thing to do. You know, and like you say, you know, but, you know, when you were growing up, you know, I'm sure you probably grew up in kind of a same, you know, neighborhood I grew up in where everybody knew everybody. Everybody
mm-hmm.
was family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people looked out for you. If they knew your parents weren't home and you was in the house by yourself, it
mm-hmm.
was okay because you had neighbors looking out for you. I
yep.
mean, it's just, you know, but it was a sense of community and a sense of, you know, just making sure that everybody was okay, that everybody was well. I mean, just to check up, be like, hey, how you doing? You need anything? You go to the grocery store, you need anything? Blah, blah, blah. You know, it was just, you know, but those are stuff, that's how we grew up. You know, those
yeah, exactly.
are those
exactly.
that we grew up on. But, you know, now it's, you know, people are going to ask you that because they're like, well, do I need to pay you money and blah, 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 and blah, blah. It's like,
And it's like people are stingy with a good morning. People are stingy with a wave and a good morning. And you know, I told people that my mother in love, she said even a dog will wag his tail. And folk won't even wave, won't even say good morning, won't even throw their head up, what's up, or whatever. I'm like, my goodness, is it that bad?
Yeah, they won't do anything. They won't do anything. So, you know, people really just, you know, it's, but, you know, that's just the way of the world that, you know, we've just become so individualistic that, you know, we're just more so concerned about ourselves and our needs, you know, that, you know, we're scared to go outside of our comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we're scared to go outside of the box. You know, we're just scared to do all of that. But, you know, we have to get to the point where, you know, we say, what good am I going to be in this world if I'm not making a difference and alive?
There you go.
You know, if it's just about me and what I do for self and, you know, what I do for my inner close circle,
mm-hmm.
that means absolutely nothing, you know. But it's about, you know, the difference that you make in the lives of other people around you in your
right.
in your community, on your jobs, in your churches.
Yep.
You know, all of those different things that, you know, That's where you make the difference, you know. It's not
exactly.
just, oh, my best friends, and, you know, you know that's okay. But you need to go above and beyond. That you gotta, you know, go above and beyond. You know that comfort zone and really say,
mm-hmm.
you know what, I'm gonna make a difference in my community. You know how you gonna do it? I don't know. But I know one thing. I just some random acts of kindness.
That's right. I can go out and if there's some trash in the yard or something in the street, I can go and do that. And it's like we lost Rev B, but we have to learn how to make a difference where we're at. And like I said, you know, random acts of kindness, you know, teaching these young men instead of random acts of violence is definitely something that, that we want to, you know, promote. We want to promote it. Did we get you back, Red B?
Yes, sir, I'm back. Thank you.
Yeah, we definitely want to promote, you know, random acts of kindness instead of random acts of violence. It makes so much difference because, you know, what one is just taking, you know, advantage of people and taking from people, and one is giving and helping people. So there's a great big contrast, but we as a community, we have to teach that and explain that and instill that to these young men. You know, and young women at that age of, you know, this is how you make a difference. This is how you fit in by doing random acts of kindness. Fred B?
Definitely, you know, and we always talk about, you know, how can we as a society, you know, help bring about change. And, you know, I think it starts with kindness because, you know, we talk about kindness, that's just synonymous with love, you know, and I just think about, you know, how when we started, you know, the free giveaways last year, and just, I was just, you know, it was just a random act of kindness,
mm-hmm.
you know, giving away clothes to help other people, having food there, and just fellowshipping, and you would just be surprised just the difference that it made in the lives of people that we didn't know. You know, people we never seen, but people that came by, they were blessed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they really appreciated what was going on, you know, what the church was doing, the outreach ministry, so on and so
mm-hmm.
forth. And those are the things that you want to do is, you know, you just want to put a smile on somebody's face at the end of the day and say, you know what, I made that person smile. You know, they came, they were blessed. You know, they fellowship, had a good time. You know, they left, they felt encouraged.
Yeah.
Those are the things that, you know, you really want to do, you know. And I just think about it, that's just like a small investment. Have people clean out their closets, get a few hot dogs and some sodas and some chips. and you'd be surprised. But, I mean, we've seen the evidence of it. I mean, you could take a look and make the world of a difference in the lives of people.
Absolutely.
You know, and those people, some of them we saw every month that we were out there, they came back every time.
Yep. Just for that little bit of kindness. That's it.
That's right. You know, and I said, you know, just invest a little bit of time, you know, and I said, that's all it takes, you know, but you have to, you know, you have to want to do it. You know, it has to be in your heart. You know, you have to want to. You have to want to do it. You have to say, you know what, I want to help somebody. I want to make change. I want to make a difference. But it has to start in your heart. If it's not in your heart, then, you know, it's
you're doing it for the wrong reason. Doing it for the wrong reason.
It's not going to manifest properly. You know, if you're doing it because you want somebody to call your name or be seen, you know, it ain't even about that at the end of the day. You know, you want to do it because it's in your heart to do it. And, you know, God has blessed you to be a blessing to somebody else.
Amen. Well, we're excited about, you know, the Brotherhood Summit, and also this Sunday we're excited about our Family and Friends Day at Heart of God. So we're going to be there at the 3:30 service. My brother's Keith is going to be there, and we're excited about, you know, what they're going to be bringing, and inviting everyone to come out on this Sunday. It's going to be May the 6th, and it's going to be at 3:30, and we'll just May the 5th. I'm sorry, May the 5th. They call it Cinco de Mayo, but family and friends, and we're just looking for a great time. Come on out and come as you are. Bring somebody. We're just going to have a good time with family and friends, and we just look forward to it. Rev B, anything you need to say before we get off the air?
Oh, just want to make, you know, one quick announcement that my brother's Keeper Unity will be out tomorrow for the 2013 Praise Fest at Second St. Paul Baptist Church over on Franklin Street in Northeast, right off of Rhode Island Avenue. And the service starts at 4 o'clock. So if anybody's not doing it, by soon and come and praise.
All right. We want to continue to let everyone know we're at 7100 Chesapeake Road in Landover Hills, Maryland. We're going to have our family and friends day, and we just invite you to come on out at 3:30 and just be blessed. Minister Baylor is going to be spearheading it, and it's going to be a good time. And again, we just want everyone to, you know, to start today, you know, doing random acts of kindness. You'll definitely be able to reciprocate, because again, if you sow good seeds, you'll reap good things. Red B?
Yes, sir. I got a little disconnected there, but yeah, like I said, we'll be over at Secular St. Paul Baptist Church tomorrow at 4 p.m. So if anyone's in the neighborhood and wants to come out tomorrow and fellowship and praise with us, we'll be there. And I don't think the service will be that long, so you know, it'll still be pretty, you know, pretty early when we get out. But you know, it's just a fundraiser that they're having for young people who are trying to raise money to go to the Sunday school convention this year in St. Louis. So you know, if you want to just come by and, you know, make a small donation or whatever, I'm sure it'd be greatly appreciated. So this is something that young people are sponsoring, you know, to help fray the cost of, you know, their trip to St. Louis this year, because, you know, the prices for room and board and hotel and all that can be, you know, a little expensive, especially for our young people. So, you know, they are taking the initiative to, you know, get out here and do something that's going to help them raise a little money, so they can get to St. Louis. So, you know, we're excited to be supporting the cause.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to do it for us tonight. So, again, we want everyone to practice random acts of kindness, and that is a resource. So now that you have the resource, we want you to get connected.
God bless.
God bless and good night.